Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On the fan.
All right, BT, here we go. A little 3RQ for you on this Wednesday as we always do at 11:40. First one. If the only seat that was available on a train was next to a guy who was drinking with his bike blocking that seat, would you ask him to move it?
I would imagine I would. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So this happened to me last night on the PATH train at, say, 12 a.m. Now, I don't sit myself. I stand up. So check this story out.
Okay.
It's a crowded train somewhat. I'm with my friend at SNY, Michelle Margot, who is pregnant. So congratulations. She announced that.
Wow. Congratulations.
So now,
that's awesome.
Like, and it's late night. Mm-hmm. We're on a train.
Yeah.
And she's pregnant. She should, like, people should get up so she could sit down.
No doubt. Does she look pregnant yet? Like, would they know?
Yeah, you could see.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, she's hiding it. She's been hiding it, but she announced it on Instagram, whatever, so I think it's okay to say. And yeah, you clearly. And,
you see a little baby.
100%
bump.
You can see it.
Okay.
So we're on there, and I'm like, all right, because it's crowded. People are trying to get on. The train was late. And I'm like, I'll get somebody up. Don't worry about it. She was panicking a little bit. Like, you need to find a seat. And there's a seat that is open, but a guy is sitting there pounding a beer.
Okay.
And his bike is blocking the open seat.
The open seat.
So I ask her first, would you be okay with sitting there? Because, like, if it were me, I'd probably be like, I'll ask somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an open seat. So she said, yeah. So then I go to him, hey, move this bike.
Is that,
I didn't say it that way. I was like, do you mind? I actually said it nicely. Can you? But it also is disrespectful when, like, what are we doing here? Move the damn bike. Like, you shouldn't be doing it, period. Get the bike out of the way. I don't care if it's on the train.
Yeah.
But what do you think this is? This isn't your train.
Uh-huh.
It's an empty seat. If I want to sit there and I'm not pregnant, I'm going to sit there. Move the bike. Mm. Now, again, if I needed the seat, I would have done it. But for her, I definitely needed it. And he looked at me. So I said, hey, do you mind moving the bike so we could get to that seat? You know, the one that's right next to you that's unoccupied that we want to sit in there? He goes, yeah, 1 minute. Just give me a minute.
Mm.
Give me a minute.
Interesting start to the exchange.
Now I'm like, all right, something about to pop off here. I ain't having that. Now, luckily, people that were next to this guy immediately got up. They were
did
like,
you tell him she's pregnant?
No, I don't think he needed to know that.
No,
but
I'm just curious.
I did not say that.
I got you.
I'm not one of those like, oh, she's pregnant, move out of the way.
No, I think you asked first. Like, hey,
yeah,
excuse me, sir.
No,
do you mind just maybe moving your bike? My friend here is pregnant. She's getting a little tired. She wants to get off her feet.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you used that as a smoother entry.
Okay. I don't know if it needed to be said. Well,
maybe not. It doesn't need to be said.
Either way, I don't think he was having it.
Really?
But luckily, the people next to us or whatever, her, like, oh, don't worry, guys. I was like, it's only one stop. She got one. They're like, no, don't even worry about it. But the point is, she ended up sitting down, sure, but the guy stood his ground.
He wound up, he never moved?
Never moved.
Wow. Young guy, old guy?
No, older guy.
Like, how old? 50s,
yeah,
60s,
probably
70s?
50s, probably 50s.
All right.
Not old enough to where it's like, I'm not going to ask a guy who can't stand up.
Well, that's true. That's
no,
true.
No, it was a guy who can clearly ride his bike all over the place. Like,
did he look disheveled? Did he look trustworthy? Not that you can really tell these days. Did you feel like you had a possible confrontation coming?
I would say angry would be the word I would use.
It sounds like he's admitting anything but happiness.
To a point where she was like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, just to kind of just.
Yeah. But now I start getting because I'm right or wrong. Forget about her for a second. Now it's principle.
That's right.
Like if somebody wants to sit in that open seat. Get your ass off.
I don't blame you.
Move your bike. You don't have to move the bike.
I don't blame you. Dude, I've got such a massive problem with that. Like, I'll never forget this. I was 3 years old and I was young, but I remember this to the day. We're at Kings Plaza in Brooklyn. My mom and my sister were shopping. I think me and my dad, well, I really wasn't watching football much at 3, and I was probably getting ready to turn 4, so I was like 3 and a half, whatever. And we go to pick them up after a day shopping at the mall. You know, I'm all hopped up on candy, whatever.
Yeah,
Lord knows what I was eating. And we're in the elevator from the parking bank to go to meet them, maybe at Nathan's or something, and go look at the dogs at the kennel place. Like, yeah, family day, right? And I run out of the elevator. And my dad grabs my hair, which was really curly and long at that point.
Right.
I'll never forget. He didn't really mean to grab my hair, but he meant to grab my shirt, and he missed. And he looked at me. He goes, "Women and children first." And I never forgot that. And so to this day, my son who's nine, you know, I don't have to remind him anymore, but hey, when he was 3-4, go open the door for mommy and your sister. Right. And that translates to getting your ass up if somebody wants to sit, if it's a female.
That's the thing, bro. Like, I get it. Life is beating us down. I understand it. I understand it's not pleasant being on the train and riding the bike or whatever, but come on.
You see, I'm with you, dude.
Get up.
Nothing else needs to
just
be said.
Just move. You don't even have to get up. Just move the bike. Anyway.
That sounds like that a was complete one of the, tool.
Yeah, dude. It just angered me. And now I'm starting to get the blood boiling. And I'm like, you know, who knows what could happen here? Luckily, the people weren't. Anyway.
Sal getting more angry at that than he was the A's game.
Right, exactly. No, that was the main course, and I washed it down with that dessert with this guy who wouldn't move his damn bike. All right, well, positive note here.
Yes.
Favorite Saturday morning cartoon?
Ooh, it's a good one. Man. All right, I used to love, it was like an ensemble. It was like Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd. That was great. I love the Legion of... the Legion of Doom, where you had all the superheroes. Remember the superheroes, obviously the basic ones, but even like Green Lantern and Aquaman were back on that one. And I really liked the Smurfs for like a year or two.
Me too.
I really did.
I mean, that was a mainstay for
those
a while.
Were a couple.
I remember He-Man.
Woody Woodpecker. I was a big fan of Woody. Was good.
So Saturday morning is different. Like for me, He-Man, I remember watching when I got home from school.
That was more of a weekday thing. Right. You're absolutely right.
Saturday morning, like I remember. Smurfs, definitely.
I love the Smurfs. Like
Gummy Bears, you remember?
No, I didn't get into Gummy Bears.
Gummy Bears bouncing here and there and everywhere.
You never heard this one?
I devour Gummy
Great
Bears.
Song.
You know, I don't think I've ever heard of that
cartoon.
And now
the Gummies, I know. Oh, Muppet Babies, I used to
that
love.
That was good, Muppet Babies. Oh, I liked the Muppet actual, like Jim Henson's on.
I'm trying to think.
The actual weeknight show, but yeah.
Right, Thundercats might have been an evening one, too. There's another one on Saturday morning that I remember. The Super Mario Brothers Super Show. Do you remember this one?
I was too old for that.
You have that song, Hoff? The Super Mario Brothers Super Show?
Yo, it's the Mario Brothers. The plumbing's the game.
Yeah.
You know who played Mario?
Who?
Captain Lou Albano.
No way.
Yes.
Did he have the rubber bands?
Look it up.
Did he have the rubber bands?
Captain Lou Albano.
Wow.
I'm wearing a Voltron shirt today, so that's why Hoff brought it up before when we talk about some of the cartoons. But man, Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh.
Remember waking up early for those? It was the best.
And I'll tell you, one of the big differences, unlike now, and you've seen this with Joey, you'll see this when your daughter starts playing soccer and doing some other things, like back then, like, all right, you might have a Saturday game, but it's across the street. It's at the park.
Right.
You're not driving on the Garden State Parkway or wherever down, you know,
136
miles to get there for 9 o'clock first pitch, which means, it's total, so you can enjoy the cartoons is my point.
Are they still a thing, Saturday morning cartoons?
Not for my kids, they're not. No.
But, like, because now you just watch stuff streaming anyway, so you basically watch whatever you want on your time.
Sal, I don't think that they are. You know what they do have? They do have it's like a modernized version of This Week in Baseball. What's the young woman's name? She's really good. She's a host. Great. I guess she was a great softball player. And they have like all sorts of clinics and they have some cartoon stuff. Hop, maybe you've seen Aunt
Is it Mendoza? Jessica Mendoza?
No, not Jessica Mendoza. No, I know her from here. Not her. They definitely have a lot of kids content. I don't think it's like cartoon. No, I think those days are over.
You have a favorite cartoon, Hoff, or a Saturday morning cartoon, I should say?
I probably was a big X-Men fan. Like, that was my jam back in the day.
Remember,
I wake up to X-Men.
Do either of you remember Hogan's Rock and Wrestling?
Yes.
Yeah,
that was good. That was good. Yeah. That was very good.
Man, and if you go back, because I had, like, years ago, I went back and just watched some of them.
Yeah.
God, they're awful. As an adult, like.
Oh, God. Most things are pretty bad as an adult. Like, things we used to find humor. And I used to love Fat Albert as well.
Oh, Fat Albert was great. That was an after-school one, I think, too.
What is this theme? It was before school.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League.
Here we go.
Assemble the world's four greatest heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe. Superman.
Oh.
Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah. Little Batman.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Batman.
There we go, Batman.
Yeah, there was, now that I
Green
think
Lantern.
It,
hook him up.
There was Saturday morning, and then there was the after school one. So a lot of, like Inspector Gadget, I feel like, was after school.
That was after school. And that was like on picks.
Fat Albert was definitely after school.
I used to watch Fat Albert before school. I used to wake up. I used to watch The Great Space Coaster. I was an early riser even then. I'd get up at like 5 o'clock. I'd put the TV on when I got a TV in my own room. And Fat Albert.
Okay. Last one here.
Okay,
that was a fun trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
Last one. What happened to the cards that Michael Rubin brought in yesterday?
It is a random question, but
what happened to them? Hoff, did you see them? Didn't you get?
He brought them in, and then that's the last I saw of them.
I don't know. We didn't open them on the air.
Did you take them?
We didn't open them on the air.
Did anybody take them?
I was looking for them. I thought we would. Thursday.
You want me to come correct? You want me to honestly tell you? And Hoff, I was so pissed at you. Yeah, I didn't say anything, right?
Pissed at me?
No, well, I'm going to tell you why, right? So Ruben gives it to us, and I'll tell you where they are in a minute,
okay.
Right? Yes, I have them. So Ruben gives them to us, and I'm like, maybe to my son.
Sure.
But, I'm thinking maybe. So I thought that you forgot about them. Now, I wasn't trying to pull a fast one out. We share things, whatever. It's all good. And I take one of my paper reads, I think it was Verizon or FanDuel, and I place it over the box of cards because Hoff walked in.
Oh, like hiding it a little bit.
Honestly, I'm not lying. I was trying to steal them. So I'm telling you, I'm coming correct
really?
On this. So this goon walks in. So I put the piece of paper over the cards, and Hoff goes, oh, wow, these cards look amazing. And I'm trying to change the topic. I'm like, so Sal, what do you think about? Like, I'm shifting gears from the baseball cards to something that, and you kept saying it, Hoff. And then, this is bad. Then you leave the studio to get water and stuff. I stuck him in my bag. But now, this is where, this is where honest BT shows up.
Yes.
At the end of the day, he is a forthright human.
Yes.
I keep my bag. In my office at home, obviously. I do some work when I get back. And they were in my bag. And when I went to put in a bottle of water there this morning, I'm like, do I leave them on my desk and give them to my son? Or do I take them back into work and do the right thing?
There you go. And they're back at work. All right.
But I was conflicted. Here they are. That's the long answer. There you go, buddy. I got it. You happy?
No, I'm glad I'm asked that. Now, I don't care. Like, I'll take them for cold. If we weren't going to use them on the show, then whatever. But Hoff's like, where are those cards? You got
again, he's asking this guy. Blowing the cover. What do you think? You're getting any?
No, you didn't tell. No, we were supposed to do it on air.
We
could do it Friday on the show. We could do it all these different places. I'm like, this is great.
How about this? We do on Thursday, we do a pack on the air. And then you guys figure out how you want to take him to your kids at all.
I'll split them. No, listen.
I don't care.
Aunt's birthday's coming up. Aunt's a baseball fan, JD. Well, are there four in here?
I think there's like six packs. I don't know.
It's just it's a nice box.
I want to just open them.
Yeah.
But if I open them, I can't wrap them as a gift.
No, just give individual packs. Put a couple of packs in the stocking.
That's true.
Oh, that is funny.
That's
good job.
That is the truest thing that happened.
All right, BT and Sal, the Fan will come back. Reset you with the crowd topic of the day. On the other side, we'll continue with your calls as well. 888-808-1019. Soto.